B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
The Beehive is a little... This is weird. They're a little miffed because... So Beyonce is in the new Lion King movie that's coming out, right? And they just released a trailer for the movie, a longer trailer for it. Mm-hmm. And it has Beyonce plays a pretty big role. I'm sure you've all seen The Lion King except for Melissa because she's never seen any of those things.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
she's Nala.
Still haven't seen a Disney movie.
She plays Nala. Nala's a major character in the movie. All right, so I'll talk to you,
is
Melissa.
She, though?
She's...
Nala's not B-plus. Unfortunately, she should be bigger, but...
I would say B+. Because she's the main character's kind of main squeeze.
Right, but...
Is that a spoiler alert?
No.
But so anyway, they released the trailer where she talks, and people are mad. Well, I'm just going to play it for you, and you tell me what you think.
Scar has taken over the Pride Lands. This isn't the home I remember. You have to take your place as king.
All right.
Well, I don't think it's the Beehive who's upset.
It's
because they're like, you know, anything that Beyonce does is perfect.
So the Beehive is the only ones who are like, that's perfect. Now, anybody else, you find anything weird about that?
Not knowing really anything about the movie or plot or anything like that.
Yeah.
Just hearing that. It's like Beyonce's talking to me.
Yes. Yeah. It's too much. It sounds too much like herself.
It's weird.
That is what people are saying. They're like, it's hard to suspend this belief and believe that this lion is a lion when it's Beyonce's voice. Like, but in her defense, Beyonce's not a voice actor. You know what I'm saying? What's she going to do?
An actor,
well, then
period.
Maybe you get someone of it.
Yep.
But, I mean, it's the star power and, you know, people are... I mean, I'm excited for her, but for the music. But for her playing Nala, I don't know. I've always been like, I don't know.
So you're not going to be able to picture a lion when you hear that? You're going to be like, I got to get in formation now.
No, exactly. I hear and see Beyonce. I don't hear and see Nala. Her voice is too distinct. It really is.
See, my wife is like that. She's so logical. So we'll be watching some sort of Disney movie or something. And she gets... But forget about the obvious people like Beyonce and like The Rock and Moana. She'll be listening and she goes, wait, is that the lady that played the sister in that show with what... And I'm like, no, that's a talking elephant. Leave it alone. Like, I can easily suspend this. Like, hearing it like this without seeing a freaking lion.
Scar has taken over the Pride Lands. This isn't the home I remember. Your place as king.
I can see how people would have a problem with it. They can't. Totally.
Can't act. Period.
Yeah.
Never been a good actress. Yeah, just call it like it is. You can't act.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.